Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 23 Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk about everything that's been going on. I feel like I haven't been on in a while, so I'm... and maybe that's not the case, but it does feel that way because it feels like so much has happened since then, or at least there's been a lot of discussion. So I'm excited to get into it.
Yes. And joining us this week is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I am great. Happy to be back for another round table. It's been a minute. It hasn't been a minute since I've been. I was literally here yesterday. But in terms of rating all of these crazy people, it's been a minute. So I'm glad to be back for this.
Yes. And of course, this is the podcast where we talk about everything from the feeds, and then we rate the players from 1 to 10 based on how well they're doing in the game this week, and we have fun with it. We have some things to talk about this week. I mean, it's been an interesting week of gameplay. We had some selfish decisions being made, some complaints being levied, both on Twitter and in the house, and Yelp and Facebook. And Google,
and Bed Bath and Beyond, and McDonald's, and businesses that have since been defunct for years. You know,
class action lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
All of the above.
Yes. Lemonade stand. You know, everything.
we had a gut-wrenching betrayal, and lots more. So it is an interesting. You know, again, the gameplay is pretty. Just kind of. You know,
kind of happening.
But there is some stuff to talk about here. So let's get into it. The last time we talked, we had Sarah Beth on the block. She was about to go home and Kylan was pissing Xavier off because he was trying to campaign to get the veto used on him so that he could give Sarah Beth a pity vote. When he didn't come off the block, Xavier wanted to give the pity vote, but Tiffany ended up taking the pity vote. Then we had an HOH competition where everyone was supposed to throw it to Azza, but Kylan and Tiffany did not throw it to Azza. Azza ends up falling, leaving Kylan and Tiffany in the competition. Tiffany at that point says, I don't want Kylan to win. I want me to win. And Xavier is sitting there on the sidelines like this is his Joker origin story.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I should have stayed in this. If she wasn't going to fall, like I thought we had a plan, Tiffany. And now you're ruining the plan. My plans. Now I have to go buy a whole new BB planner because everything's just been thrown to bits. Boo-hoo. Wah-wah. Mm-hmm. Call the ambulance.
That is Xavier's story this week. He has been complaining about this HOH competition since it happened. I mean, my thing is, because I've gotten some people like, the live feed updates have just been a lot of talk about Xavier complaining lately. Can we move on? And I agree with you. I would like to move on. Xavier will not. It's all he talks about.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't the whole plan to have Azza win it? Like, wasn't that what was discussed beforehand? Like, I mean, I remember there being discussions of like, well, if Kylan, you know, insists on winning another one, then we should be concerned about him or whatever. And like all this sort of talk, like, am I like wrong in this? Because I thought that the whole plan was to throw it or to have Azza win it or Big D win it, but Big D couldn't win it. And then like Azza win it. And then Tiffany only stayed in because Kylan wasn't throwing it, and Kylan wasn't throwing it for whatever personal reason. And then, like, I don't understand why X is mad at Tiffany instead of being mad at Kylan for not going along with the plan. Like, obviously, if I'm Tiffany, I'm not going to, like, want Kylan to win it. I'm going to want to win it myself. If Oz is already out and Big D's already out and there's no one else you can throw it to besides Kai. Like, I mean, am I totally off base about this?
He's mad because it's Tiffany, and Tiffany has Claire, and keeping Claire is like the antithesis to keeping Alyssa. So it's not even so much that it's, I mean, it is Tiffany because, I mean, it's not even so much that it's Tiffany. It's just that this is like the Tiffany being HOH heightens the chances of Alyssa going home. So if Kylan were with Claire, then he'd be pissed at Kylan. If DF were with Claire, then he'd be pissed at DF. So it doesn't really matter. You just put anybody in that position and he's going to be pissed off at them.
Yeah. I mean,
how is anybody at all on board with the idea that Alyssa should be the last pawn? Like, obviously now it's not even a question, but like, back then when X was talking about it and saying like, okay, let's weigh our options, Claire going out versus Alyssa going out, like, how could anybody think that having Alyssa be the last pawn was better than having Claire, who literally can't win anything? You know, like, I mean, even when someone's throwing it to her, she's like barely winning it. And it's like, I don't understand why anybody, like, I get why X would push that, because obviously he wants people to think that that's a good idea. But anybody who's like going along with it and thinking like, yeah, let's have Alyssa be the last pawn, like, are you insane? Like, I don't understand why that's a good idea at all in your mind.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't agree. Only Big D and Kylan were on board with that. Hannah, Azza, and Tiffany thought differently. But
how could Big D and Kylan even agree to it? Like, that's the thing. It's like,
well, Big D, because it's Big D. Claire campaigned to get him out of the house. Melissa.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
And Kylan could have gone either way, but he felt like he had a reason to nominate both of them. And he preferred, Claire leaving. He just felt like she was more likely to come after him. And so he just wanted that. But it was 50-50. It was half of the cookout wanted Claire to stay, half of the cookout wanted Alyssa to stay. And it's very telling to me that Xavier continues to say, even in the diary room, we had all agreed. All of the important people in the cookout agreed, mm-hmm. AKA the men of the cookout agreed, yeah, that right, this was what was supposed to happen. I decided that it was what was supposed to happen, despite the fact that three other people didn't agree with me. And then when they did not go along with the plan that I had decided that they didn't agree with, how dare they? I'm not upset about the fact that they're not doing what I wanted them to do. I'm upset about the fact that they're not going along with the plan that they didn't like in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, And here's the thing is I'm like convinced that if, let's say, Tiffany came up with a plan and everybody was going, let's just say everybody except for X was going along with it, I don't think he'd be like, oh, well, you know, we should be going along with this plan because everyone had basically agreed on it, even though I didn't, but like everyone else did. So that's what the Alliance wants. So I'm going to go along with it. Like, if it's not something that he wants, then he doesn't want to go along with it. And it's not considered the plan unless it's something that he initially wanted. I know this has been like talked over to death, but the whole idea of him like accusing other people of being selfish is rich.
Yeah. And I saw a few critiques about our critique of Xavier. And I tend to agree with you, Taryn. Like, I mean, this is an update, so we're bringing you what happened. This isn't the news where the news will eventually stop reporting on old stories because you're looking for new information. You are looking for new information here, but the new information is what happened in the house yesterday, and what happened in the house yesterday and today was Xavier complaining about Tiffany and the HOH that she won days ago, and how so bad that was for Tiffany to do that, and how he can't wait to turn on her. That's what's been happening. That's like the extent of the game talk over the past 2 days. So sorry about it. Like, blame Xavier.
Exactly. I would love to stop talking about this. I liked Xavier. I still like Xavier to a lesser degree now. But I was a fan of Xavier. I don't like that he's doing this because it's very frustrating and it makes me not like him as much anymore. I want him to stop because he is saying things that are ridiculous. Or at the very least, just in the diary room, give me something that's like, I know I'm spewing nonsense right now. I don't actually not respect the games of the women in this game, in this house. I do respect them. I'm just using this to further advance myself because I am playing self-interestedly. Say that to me and I will say, boom, Xavier, you're my favorite. This is great stuff from you. It's working mostly. And I love that you're actually playing self-interestedly. Great job for you. But when he's like, all up on his high horse. And it's been this way for a little while. It's been a lot easier to ignore. But he has for a long time. I mean, he even said in the diary room the other week, Tiffany and Hannah have done nothing in this game. That I would easily beat the both of them because I have done so much.
That infuriates me.
A lot because, about how.
Oh, without them, he would not even still be here. Like, yes. Without the cookout, there is absolutely no way X stays in this house. I mean, no way. He would have been targeted long ago as like a huge comp threat. Like, let's just get him out. You know, we shouldn't risk taking him to jury, blah, blah, blah. He would not have even been here. And he only ever like worked with the Kings and nobody else. And because of the cookout, he's been able to, you know, have other relationships aside from that. But like, I mean, nothing that he has done. Tiffany did this entire thing in terms of like the whole base strategy. And if Tiffany, that one infamous night when she decided that she wasn't going to go with Claire and DX and she was instead going to go with the cookout and take Claire and DX as long as she could, but really be loyal to the cookout. If she hadn't done that, X would have been out long ago and the cookout wouldn't have even been a thing. No matter if, oh, whoever invented the name or whoever talked about it first, it would not have mattered because Tiffany basically decided that the cookout was going to be a real thing versus I'm going to do my own thing with my own alliance. Like she decided that. And to say that like Hannah hasn't done anything or, and even Oz, like, I don't think Oz has done nothing. Like, I actually think that Oz has been pretty impressive these past few weeks. And I know that some people haven't really seen it, but like I see it. And so to sit there and say that the women aren't doing anything is just pure like sexism because they have been doing stuff, if not the most. I mean, granted, I'll give Kai some credit. He's done a lot. Yes. But, you know, just, oh, God, whatever.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Xavier says he has done more and he has been less self-interested than Tiffany and that he has done more for the cookout than she has. She's just been playing for herself. He is saying these things again, not as a strategy. He genuinely seems to believe them. He's saying them even in the diary room. But like, let's take a look at X's contributions to the cookout, right? Week one, probably his most active week in actively doing anything. Brent does a lot of work with Frenchie to make Travis be targeted over Derek X. And then Xavier comes in and he's like, hey, so I think you should target Travis over Derek X. And Frenchie's like, yeah, Brent and I talked about that. I agree. He's like, oh, I'm a great player. And then Derek X won the veto anyway. In week two, Kyland won the HOH. Xavier took no part in breaking up the Slaughterhouse or the Butchers or anything. He just kind of chilled with the Kings. And then Kyland and Tiffany created the Royal Flush. In week three, he wins the HOH. It's thrown to him. He does the house's bidding by taking out Brent. Congratulations. There's something, right? Okay. In week four, here we go. Now he's got to put his social chops on. Christian wins the HOH. It's a threat to the cookout. Xavier contributes to the cookout by convincing Christian to put Hannah on the block, which ends up getting Hannah targeted. Ooh, whoops. Then he tries to stop it from happening and he gets out argued by SB. And then he goes to Tiffany and says, then he goes to Tiffany and says, I guess we're going to have to send Hannah home. We might have to let her go. Whoops. Oh, well. And then Hannah has to save herself with Christian, the person that he is supposed to be influencing. Then the next week, Derek X wins the HOH, takes out Christian, and X kicks and screams the whole way through. Then Kyland wins, and X succeeds at something. He succeeds in protecting Alyssa from Kyland. Then Sarah Beth wins. She wants to target Xavier, but Kyland steps in, points her to Derek X instead. Then Claire wins the Coin of Destiny the following week. Her target is also Xavier, but because of Tiffany, she moves away from Xavier and target Sarah Beth because that's what Tiffany wants. Then Tiffany wins the HOH and targets Alyssa. X, again, successful here, helps Alyssa win the veto, throws the veto to Alyssa. And now Tiffany's going to have to take out Claire. And oh boy, look at how much he has done for the cookout. They have protected him multiple times. On the week where he was influencing, he almost got somebody evicted and gave up at the first sign of like, oh, I can't out argue SB. But he's the one that's contributed so much. And what people will tell you is, well, he kept them together. How exactly?
Yeah.
Because the one mediation session between Azza and Tiffany was weeks after they'd been arguing for a long time.
But I wouldn't even argue that is even material in this, because Tiffany was never going to turn on Azza anyway.
Exactly.
Tiffany has no problem expressing her discontent with DF or Azza, but is she going to nominate them? No.
Right.
I think there's probably more work that could have been done on Azza's point. Like maybe there's an argument that DF was kind of kept at bay, but DF was hardly ever in those conversations because that was typically between Azza and Tiffany. So
X has not done a thing to stop stop DF from going after Tiffany. He is now actively encouraging it. He's never once been like Azza was the one that talked Big D down the one time he was like, I'm breaking the cookout. Azza was like, no. Azza has done more to keep the cookout together than Xavier has.
And you know what? And the thing is like, I mean, Taryn just pretty much just gave you the whole rundown for like what Xavier's end of game analysis is going to be provided he gets there. But the thing about it is, this isn't a bad game. It's not a bad game. This is certainly a winning game. You can definitely, he's probably going to get to the end with this strategy, but the commentary that comes in is like, okay, well then don't like sit here and talk about how you were the only one that did anything and it's all because of you, like, and X marks the spot. No, girl, no. No, throw the map away.
He has probably been the most self-interested player in the cookout all season long, and I applaud him for that.
Right.
But don't sell it to me that you're the most selfless. I can't even get rid of the ish. And act like other people have done nothing in the game to me. Right. I see it.
That's the thing.
Which means you believe it.
That's what makes us upset when we're watching something like this. It's when you lie to the audience. Like when people were not thrilled when Derek was in Big Brother 16, even though he was playing such a flawless game. The fact that he was trying to sell it to us in the diary room as something different than what we were actually watching makes it so that we're not thrilled. We don't love it because we want to be let in on your plan. We want to be let in on that strategy. Like, you know, when you've got Dr. Will or Dan or, you know, Daniel Reyes or whoever, you know, you've got those types of people in the diary room being like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is like why I'm doing it this way. And we feel a part of it. Whereas if you've got somebody who's doing one thing that, and you're like, okay, yeah, I get what the strategy is. And then they go into the DR and they're like, oh yeah, no, I actually am doing this other thing. It's like, no, we know what's going on. We see what's happening. Like, why are you lying to us? Like, lie to the other house guests. That's fine. But don't lie to us about what you're doing. And the fact that he's sitting there trying to make us believe that he's this selfless guy and that we should actually be looking at Tiffany as the problem. It's like, no, like that's not what's happening here. Instead, we're just getting annoyed with you because you're lying to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not to demonize Xavier. I don't really know what his motivations are in terms of like making sure that, you know, this image of like him and Kylan, and I don't know even why he would even include DF in any of these conversations, because DF really should feel uncomfortable with X talking to him about how other people haven't done anything for the cookout, because look at DF. Like, I don't even know why. If I were DF, I would. it is a very strange sort of dichotomy that he is creating here, distinction that he's creating here. And I think that's something that he will have to answer to whenever, you know, the postseason hits and people have questions for how he was feeling about the game. Like, if this is how he's feeling about his self and his game, then that's fine. You know, own your game. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But, you know, that might not necessarily line up with what actually happened. And we have the benefit of knowing he doesn't. I mean, the self-awareness is sort of lacking here. And a lot of he's not the first or the last unself-aware person that we'll see on the show and that we will complain about. It'll happen year after year after year after year. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it's again, like, I would love to not, spend this time talking about Xavier, but it's all we've got this week. Cause it's such a big part of the narrative and it's such a driving force of his decisions and thus some of the decisions of other people in the game now, that it is super necessary to talk about it. And it may also be relevant to his jury prospects here. But that's what we have. Of course, Alyssa wins the veto, which means that Tiffany needs to put Claire on the block. She breaks it to Claire. Amon and I talked about this. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
I don't even remember now. Time is.
Yeah.
She had to break it to Claire. She put Claire up on the block as the replacement nominee. She tells Claire that it's a personal decision for her because Xavier smartly does not want Alyssa to find out about the cookout, and maybe then not be loyal to him anymore. The rest of the cookout, not smartly, just agrees to this. And Tiffany just sort of like takes the entire burden on herself, says, "This is my call, a decision that I have made that I do not want to be responsible for sending one of Xavier, Big D, Kyland, Hannah, or Azza home. And that means that I cannot put one of them up on the block next to Xavier, which means I have to put you on the block, Claire." Claire understands. She gets it. She still loves Tiffany. She's still going to vote for Tiffany. She's still going to campaign for Tiffany in the jury house. Tiffany, though, recognizes that this has been a disastrous week for her and that by sending Claire out, she is very likely going to follow her right out the door, maybe even that very night, which I think is
tragic.
Pretty likely at this point.
Yeah, Tiffany, I mean, she gambled. She took a gamble by winning this HOH, and totally understand why she did it. She wanted to make sure that she could keep Claire in the end because she knows that the guys are coming for her. Most notably, X is coming for her and DF. And so she wanted the same thing that Xavier wanted. She wanted, and it didn't work out. Alyssa was able to pull that veto, almost out of thin air. That small, tiny ass thing. And now she is where she is because of it. So this is a bad game move on her part. And it's extra bad because she might not have much of a leg to stand on in getting some of these votes to swing to her side because she has sort of spent a lot of time not behaving the best socially when it comes to interacting with other members of the cookout. Azza has plenty of reason to just be like, "All right, Tiffany's bye." Emotionally, at least, maybe strategically, it's probably best for Azza to keep Tiffany. But, you know, socially wise, like, Tiffany and her haven't been on the best terms. We know DF would vote her out. Xavier obviously wants her out. I mean, Kyland, we'll see what happens with Kyland because the two of them, well, no, we don't know about that one, but it's not looking like Alyssa will vote her out as well. So like, it's not looking good. It's just not. And this is where I think a lot of the stuff that she's been getting away with because of the fact that she could rely on the cookout staying together. Now that sort of has run out. Like, you're running out of that currency and you might end up paying the price for it in the end. So,
yeah.
I mean, do we think that let's imagine that Alyssa does not win HOH and Alyssa does not win veto on Thursday. Do we think that Tiffany could go home even though Alyssa is like ready, like a possibility? Or do we think that do we think that X or someone might turn on the cookout before Alyssa?
If it's if it's Alyssa and Tiffany on the block?
No, I'm just saying that, like, in a situation where, like, because I know that, like, yeah, obviously if Alyssa wins HOH, like, Tiffany's vulnerable. Anyone in the cookout could go, obviously. Yeah. Or if Alyssa wins veto, anyone in the cookout could go. But I'm saying, like, do we think that X or somebody like DF or whoever who's saying they're going to target Tiffany would target her even if Alyssa was, if they were able to have Alyssa go home. Like, do we think that there is a chance that there is like that big of like a turn on Tiffany? Or do we think like it's only a situation if Alyssa wins veto? Do we think that there'd be a situation where they throw the veto to Alyssa or throw the HOH to Alyssa to make sure that Tiffany could go home so that technically they're not turning on her, but really they are?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do not believe that Xavier or Derek F would actively be like, I'm putting Tiffany and Hannah on the block when Alyssa's right there. And then Alyssa doesn't win the veto, and then maybe Azza wins the veto and uses it on Hannah, and then it's like time to put up Alyssa. Nope, putting up Kylan. I do not think that would happen. I don't think that they would actively avoid targeting Alyssa, but I do think that Xavier has no, and he has said this, he has no intention of winning the HOH or the veto, you know. Because he's so selfless, he's not going to do those things. Big D, I think, would love a situation where he wins the HOH and then he throws the veto, Xavier throws the veto, and Alyssa wins, and he gets to be the one to send Tiffany out. He, in fact, has talked about how he would laugh in her face if that happened. He would be so excited. I do not believe that they would, that if Alyssa does not win, she will go home.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, how much of a precarious spot is Tiffany in? Like, if it relies on Alyssa winning, then that is, you know, not so bad. But if it's like it relies on Alyssa winning and they intend to throw it to Alyssa, that is a scary thing.
I mean, we can run through the scenarios here because there aren't that many. Especially if Xavier has no intention of winning this, we know he is absolutely not going to win. Then and Claire is going to be out. Tiffany's not competing. That leaves Hannah, Azza, Alyssa, and Kylan, and Big D. And so if Big D wins, or if Alyssa wins the HOH, Tiffany is in trouble. If Big D wins the HOH and then Alyssa wins the veto, Tiffany's going home. If Alyssa wins the HOH, Tiffany's going home. Probably. Alyssa currently intends to nominate Tiffany and Kylan. Her preference would be Kylan, but she doesn't have a strong preference, which means X is going to tell her what to do. Tiffany will likely go home there. Kylan, if he tries to win, I don't know what he would do. I do not think he would allow Tiffany to be vulnerable. I think he would probably try to send Azza out if Alyssa were to win the veto. He may end up sending Hannah out. That's possible as well. He may try to protect Tiffany if he wins. That's if he wins. Hannah, obviously, I do not think would put Tiffany up. I do not think would allow Tiffany to go home. Azza said she was not going to put Tiffany up, but has reconsidered that option. She talked to Xavier. She might want to put Xavier up on the block next to Alyssa. She might not. She might want to use Tiffany. Ultimately, if Alyssa comes down, she wants Kylan to go, which means she's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that Kylan goes, which means that Xavier or somebody is going to have to lie to her about their vote ahead of time in order to get her to do something that that prevents Kylan from going home, which I don't think that they're willing to do. So an Azza HOH win, a Hannah HOH win, or a Kylan HOH win could be all safe for Tiffany, but a Big D or Alyssa HOH win could very well spell disaster for Tiffany. And I would not guarantee it with Azza, and I would not even guarantee it for Kylan either. Not necessarily. So it's not looking great.
She's just in such a bad spot, and it's so unfortunate because she could have been in such a good spot, but then she chose the cookout over her personal game. And now that she's done that,
and she chose to win that HOH, like she could have, like nobody told her to win that HOH
position. She could have been in the best position because the odds are that Alyssa doesn't win the veto is what she's probably thinking. And then, I mean, obviously Alyssa wins the veto because X like throws it to her or whatever. And it's like, that's like the worst case scenario, but like it could have been best case scenario when she knows Claire's going out the door and then oh, she's going to save Claire. And then, you know, obviously.
I don't think it was a gamble. It was a gamble that didn't work out. So at this point, like, if we're being results oriented, winning that HOH was not the best for your game, okay, especially since you could have lost. And then there's still Alyssa and Claire that are most likely going to go home. And then you can still play in the next HOH and potentially win at Final Seven and still get rid of, assuming, let's say that she loses the battle. She's like, you know what? I'm not going to do this week. You know what? If y'all want to get rid of Claire so damn bad, then have at it. I'm not winning this HOH, but I'm for damn sure I'm going to win this next HOH and send Alyssa's ass out the door next. She could have done that, but she didn't want to because she'd rather make sure that Claire was in the top seven to maybe potentially get rid of X if Claire were to win the veto, but it didn't work out. So now we're like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's so sad to look back like weeks ago when she made that initial decision to go with the cookout. And not to say that I don't understand the decision, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But like to look back and be like, that was like the turning point. Like that was the fork in the road. And she could have gone the easy route where, like, I mean, we all saw it. She was like controlling everybody in the game. She had so many various like groups that she could go with, and it was just like so solid for her. And she could have chosen that route, and instead she chose the hard route to go with the cookout and, you know, do this with them and for them. And to see something like this where like there's a possibility that like intentionally members of the cookout are going to throw this next competition so that Tiffany gets out and they will not fulfill their mission, you know, of like the six in the end, like it's disheartening. It's saddening because, you know, yeah. I just feel bad because it's like Tiffany is the reason that they are all there in the end. Like, I mean, if she had chosen to go against them, they wouldn't have ended up there, all six of them. So like, it is very frustrating to see this, you know, sort of end like this for Tiffany. I know I'm saying end like this. It's totally possible she goes on to win the game. Who knows? But I'm just saying, like, at this point in time, this is a bad week for Tiffany, a really bad week for Tiffany. And I think that, like, this was a really, really hard week for me as a person, as a viewer. Like, and I hated this week. I didn't even really want to watch the feeds or anything. I wanted nothing to do with it, honestly. Like, I checked up, like Amon said, like on the update, like I checked updates and stuff and I watched like some clips, and then I just had to check out because it just made me too sad. Like, I just couldn't do it because it's not what you want to see. And Big Brother is like somebody turning on their best ally and like best friend. Like, they're like really close, and to see them sit there like sobbing and crying, it hurts. It's sad. And I just felt like I couldn't really take it, to be honest. And the thing is that like, I was trying to sit there and think of like, okay, but what's Tiffany's best move to her? Like what can she do? Maybe she should just turn on the cookout and like keep Claire off the block and blah, blah. And it's like, no, because not only setting aside the whole like, oh, but what about the mission, you know, blah, blah, setting that whole thing aside, it's a bad game move at that point, because then everyone in the cookout is super pissed and they make up the whole jury. So like, even if she ends up getting to the end, which she probably wouldn't, because at that point they'd be like, you turned on us, you're out, you know, then okay. So then Tiffany doesn't even make it to the end, but let's say she makes it to the end, they're pissed off. They don't vote for her, obviously, because they're going to be like, you ruined the whole thing. And then, so that can't work. She can't go against them. She has to put Claire on the block. And then it's like, okay, well, just tell Claire the truth. Sit her down like Brittany and the Brigade, like we've all been saying, and just be totally honest with her, and sit Alyssa down too. You might as well sit everyone down and say, look, this is what's happening. You didn't know this was happening. Here's the cookout. We're here and we're going to take you both out. Sorry, or whatever. You know, now you're on your own, blah, blah, blah. And that would have been good. However, that would have been bad, because then Xavier and all the other people in the cookout would be pissed off. So like, you know, if she like went against them and just said, you know, I'm going to be honest with Claire. So that can't work. And then this method that she chose isn't good either, because now she's like lied to Claire. And she told, especially, look, part of it worked. It worked up until the point where Claire goes, are you in an alliance with them? And she says, no. Like, that would piss me off if I was Claire. I'm sitting there sobbing to you and I've been working with you. I'm your day one ally. And you sit there and you lie to me and tell me that you are not an alliance when I straight up asked you to leave that information out and like lie by omission is less bad in my view for Claire than just straight up saying no. Like Tiffany should have, and I know in the moment you're like, well, what do I say? What do I say? And you just like blurt out no. But I feel like she could have just said like, look, all I can tell you is that it's like my personal mission. Like I just feel like she... just like if I'm Claire and I go to the jury house and I'm thinking, you know, I want to fight for Tiffany, blah, blah, blah. And then I find out there's a whole named alliance since the beginning called the Cookout. And when I explicitly asked you if there was an alliance, you told me straight up no. Like I'd be mad. And I know Claire's probably not going to be mad because she's not like me. And I, you know, obviously she's not like me at all, because if Tiffany, my number one ally, told me I was going on the block, there is no way I'd be understanding. I'm sorry. I'd be like, what? Are you serious? Like, why would you turn on me like this? Like, and I would understand the mission, but I would still be upset and I'd still be mad. So like Claire is a bigger person than I am, I think. So, but I just am saying like overall, this week has been a bad week for Tiffany. Any way she turned was a bad move. It was bad. And it just sucks to see this happen. And I don't want Tiffany to go out like this. So, you know, it's just, it's an unfortunate week and I'm not loving it. I will say hashtag not loving it, said Kylan. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to me because, they really went for like the, like no risk, no reward theme this season. And after Frenchie didn't go for the risk of being safe in the first week, it's really been the opposite of anybody that tries to do a risk in this game has seen failure.
No reward.
no risk, no reward. Reward should have been the tagline.
Risk, no reward. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it really was, you know. Tiffany chose this path a long time ago. She has been committed to it. And she flew way too close to the sun this week, trying to win it all and get all of it and play the game just a little bit before it came down to this six. And she did not succeed. The path she chose was far too difficult. And a lot of people are like, I can't wait to see her fail because of her choice. Like, can't wait to see the look on her face when she goes out the door right after Claire. It's like, she knows she chose it. She says,
yeah, I don't think she's going to give y'all the reaction that the people with pitchforks are wanting. Like, she's not dumb and she's very aware of what's going on. I feel like if she ends up out the door, she'd be like, all right, you got me, guys. I mean, I will say this. I think I will be sad, not only because it's Tiffany going and, you know, Tiffany's been someone that's been very fun to watch this whole season. I will be sad after, sort of like believing in this mission that they could make it to the six. I'll be sad that that does not happen. It's not something that I started off with this season needing. Like, I just wanted them all to get to jury. I just wanted there to be a really good shot at the Black people being able to stick together and rely on one another and get to the end and get our first Black winner. That's all I really needed. I didn't need the Cookout, but I'm glad that it exists and I'm glad that they have been so dominant, because it's just so inspiring to see. And the fact that they have gotten so close, I will be sort of sad that Xavier and DF choose to do this. It makes sense for their games. Tiffany is someone that could definitely take this season all the way and just win out on everybody, maybe even unanimously, who knows. I understand it for their games, and I'm not going to be mad that Xavier wants this to happen this way, because you're struggling between Cookout and you're struggling between your own personal game. It's been a struggle for all of them the entire time. And at the very last possible opportunity, he went ahead and chose himself over the Cookout with the strong majority that the Cookout's probably still going to win anyway. So I understand it. I get it. But it will be a really, it'll just be sort of a deflating moment to see them make it so close, but you just, right at the very end, you just snip it off. That kind of sucks, narratively speaking.
Well, it is the way that it goes. So that's where we stand here, heading into the double eviction. Tiffany probably, I mean, Alyssa is the most likely person to go, followed by Tiffany, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would probably say, like Highland and Azza are probably the next two, probably tied. If Kylan wins and then Alyssa wins veto, it might be Azza. If Azza wins and Alyssa wins veto, it might be Kylan. And so they are both also in some danger. Big D, very unlikely to go home. I guess if Hannah won the HOH, Alyssa wins the veto, she probably tries to take the shot at Xavier, right? But who does she put up next to Xavier? Let's say it's Xavier and Alyssa. Alyssa wins veto. Who goes up next to Alyssa? It's probably Big D. And then they send Xavier out. Azza votes X. Tiffany votes. They only need two votes. But Alyssa would vote to keep Xavier. Kylan would probably vote to keep Xavier. So they would need Azza's vote with Big D there. It may be difficult to make it happen, but it is possible. And let me tell you, he won't be throwing that veto if he's on the block.
No, he won't.
With a Hannah HOH.
No, he will not. You better. It's like, just think about it, Alyssa, baby. That's what I said yesterday. Just y'all made the agreement that it's like, just ride it to the end, man. That's what I want. Okay. That's what I want. But I don't know. Tiffany's is like, her head is right there on a silver platter, and all he's doing is waiting to just take it. So, oh man, it just sucks because you want like that strong ending. A lot of people are like, well, you know, Tiffany doesn't deserve this because she never turned her back on the cookout. And if she was going to turn her back on the cookout, she wouldn't have nominated Claire. She would have just went, you know, and put DF up on the blocks next to Xavier right now, and then we wouldn't be talking about any of this. But fact of the matter is, she did decide to stay as loyal as possible, but she did try to game the system a little bit, and that got her in trouble, even though Xavier would have done the same thing. Well, actually, he wouldn't have, because he wanted to throw the HOH, so he wouldn't be tempted to do the same thing. So it's that age old, don't do anything that'll give somebody an excuse to put you up. Like, I hate that shit. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. You mean don't play the game, bitch? That's what you mean? You want me to play? Come on.
I mean, genuinely, I think that I don't think there's a single person that's safe going into this double eviction. I think that I think Hannah is probably the safest, but even she is not that safe. If Azza does decide, because Azza's decisions are not locked in at this point. If Azza ends up, you know, leaving Hannah up next to Kylan, which is an option. Big D said that they will vote Hannah out. That would be, as long as Xavier could get Alyssa, it would just be Alyssa, Big D, and Xavier to vote out Hannah over the other Kylan. So it is possible for Hannah to go, but it requires a very specific circumstance. And it is possible for Xavier to go. It requires a very specific circumstance. And then, you got Azza and Kylan, who are a little bit more likely. And then Tiffany, who is pretty up there in terms of possibility. And then Alyssa, still definitely the most likely person to go. But that's, you know, that's according to scenarios. It's not factoring in how many people are throwing comps to her. So you really have to take that into account as well. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the state of the house is that Xavier, I think, has full on adapted to this this guys alliance that was originally a fake thing. He fully is down for it now, I believe. Wants to take out Tiffany and then Hannah and then Azza. Kylan is full on playing the middle between Xavier and Tiffany. He is not going to target Xavier, but he also, I believe, is not going to target Tiffany. He hasn't said anything otherwise quite yet. Hannah is on Tiffany's side.
Please, if Kylan targets Tiffany after spending now two nights in that girl's bed, that'll
Amon, I feel like Kylan. So Kylan has been in Tiffany's bed for a couple nights. I feel like Kylan probably feels like, not that he owes her anything, given the way that he has talked about his prowess before, that she probably would owe him something.
That's what you were about to get at, but I was just like, let me wait for him to explain what he just said. Now that's just, boy, that'll just be, it's even worse than Sarah Beth, because with Sarah Beth, at least it's like the whole, he did try to preserve her for as long as possible, and everybody else wanted her out. But like, if Kylan were to win and put Tiffany up after that, I'd be like, wow, man, like you were just stone cold. Like, just like, I wouldn't want to mess with you after that. Mm-mm. We're done here. We are done here. DF, watch out. This is the one you want to lay with? This is it? Don't do it. Stay away.
So Kylan is playing the middle between the two of them. Hannah is on Tiffany's side. Big D is on Xavier's side. And that leaves Azza not actively playing the middle, but kind of just defaulting to the middle at this point. But more leaning toward the Big D Xavier side, in my opinion. But she wavers. She really does. I mean, Xavier does not make it easy for her to stay on his side. That's pretty much the state of the house. It's definitely lined up in favor of Xavier, and to a degree, Kylan. I mean, Kylan is the person best set up to make it to the end right now. But I would say that he is the front runner to win at this point, if not for, weird jury management and the fact exactly. I don't trust that he would make the right call in the final three. If he's there with Tiffany or if he's there with Xavier, he plans to take either one of them. And to me, that is obviously not the correct move. I don't think he can't beat them. I think it's possible. But obviously, if I felt like I could trust Kylan to take Big D or Azza or even Hannah to the final two, I would say, here is our front runner. But that is not the case. And it is not even the case that I think he can definitely beat any of those people. Because I don't really know exactly what the jury is going to, how the jury is going to feel about his jury manager. They may like it. They may also not like it. So, I don't know.
I feel like it is very strange. It is like a bit of a toss up for Kylan, because I feel like for the most part, he is relatively inoffensive. For the most part, he definitely has had his moments. Like, I remember the conversation that he had with Oz at the beginning. He's had a little bit of run-ins with Tiff, although Tiff has been the aggressor mainly in the conversations that they've had. It's just that he doesn't always do the best job at communicating his thoughts, and he gets people to run around a bit, and it can be a little exhausting. So the final two speech is like, oof, I don't know, man. Like, you got to be able to rein it in a bit. And really just get your thoughts out there in as a concise manner as possible. Cause I still do think that he's relatively inoffensive. It's just, can you advocate for yourself in a good way? Cause sometimes he has moments of greatness where it's like the conversation flows naturally and, you know, he reels people in and the charm is there. But some other days it's like, oh my God, like it's like he's reading the Bible. I'm like, can we wrap this church service up? Like, I'm hungry. Please, let's go. Come on. Let's go.
I mean, when Kylan finds an opening, he is really able to exploit that. And in a way that I think, you know, Xavier and even Tiffany are not as capable of doing. But he also, when he doesn't have an opening, still thinks he can get through, and will just blunt force trauma, try to bash his way through the wall, which doesn't work. I think we see this scenario where, like, when other people provide an opening for him, it's like, boom, he's doing great. The wall closes. There's nothing you can do, Kylan. Time to back off. Oh, no, he's still going. Oh, he's crashing into the wall. Oh, boy. It opened up again. Now he's going through bloodied, but he's still going through. That's just Kylan. He's just always on and he's always moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so that's about what we have. Any other thoughts before we get to the Stockwatch?
I guess, like, from what I've heard of the Zingbot Zings, they suck.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see them tomorrow. Yeah,
Well, fine. I'll talk about it tomorrow on the podcast. But I'm just saying, from what I've heard, like normally I look forward. I feel like every year we look forward to it because we feel like, oh, maybe they'll give away like what the public thinks of them and like kind of, and they have in the past. But now it's like, it just feels like tired. It feels like they don't even like try anymore. They just like kind of comment on something that's like not really relevant, like their age or like how tall they are or like their weight or whatever. And it's like, okay.
I think it's for the most part, I think most of these house guests are relatively sort of like just sort of there and inoffensive. Like, I mean, obviously there's practical zings for DF. There's a practical zing for Xavier, you could argue. But Claire, I mean, what are you going to zing Claire about? What are you going to, like, maybe you could pull something out of your ass for Tiffany, but people tend to like her a lot of the time. Alyssa is kind of just there. She's like, what are we zinging them about? You might as well just give them all a collective zing.
Like, I don't know. I guess
y'all are like, boring.
Yeah, I feel like I like it when they kind of like comment on their gameplay a little. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I guess like maybe they're not supposed to because it gives away too much. But like, I kind of like when they like give away a little something that's like they hint that like, oh, you're not doing anything. Or they hint that like, you know, you're doing too much or, you know, whatever.
The zing should be like, I was not inspired to write any zings. All right, let's get to the veto competition.
if there's nothing, like, don't push it. Like, you don't need to, like, you know, create something that's not there. I don't know. It's just kind of like
cricket sound effect throughout the entire thing. It's just an awkward silence with him just standing there looking at
just like, sorry, guys, you guys aren't interesting. I don't know. I feel like I always look forward to like the zings and like, normally there's like at least one. There used to be like everyone was a good one. Then it's like, okay, there's at least like one or two good ones. And then this year I like haven't even heard a single good one. So I'm kind of just like, oh, okay.
Well, we also haven't heard like the full things. There might be a good
one. Yeah, there might be a good one in there.
But I guess like, I don't know. The one, I feel like the topics that they chose to talk about are like, they're just stupid. I don't know.
Zing.
Disappointing, Zingbot. I'm very disappointed in you.
She's pre-disappointed.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
All right, let's get to the stock watch. Let's get to these player ratings. So what we do here is we talk about, and I got to figure out how to make this big. We go over every player in the game, and we rate them from 1 to 10 based on how well they're doing, and eventually the screen works at some point. And we will, there we go. We will rate each player from 1 to 10 based on how well they're doing in the game. And we will, we'll get through it. The ratings will influence the prices in the Stockwatch game, which you can play at realitystockwatch.com. I also polled the audience. I gave the audience, a survey to fill out where they could rate the players. And we will talk about how the audience feels as well. So let's get into it. And we'll start, as always, with Alyssa. How do we feel about Alyssa Aman, what are your thoughts?
Alyssa. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and give her a 3 because of the situation that she's in. To not entirely guarantee that she goes home. It's most likely, but with the people that are intending to throw the HOH, it's less competition for her. And if there's one thing that she has proved that she can do, it's win a competition that gets thrown to her. So I think that it's very like, it's also likely that she could end up staying another week. And then like, hey, if Alyssa's there at the final 6, what's to keep Xavier from keeping her a little longer so Xavier can use her as even more of a buffer? Hey, you know, why not? So, you know, it's not entirely the end of the road for her. She's not going to win Big Brother 23. It's never going to happen. But she might have maybe 1 or 2 more weeks left. Maybe we'll see. Actually, probably not, because the next one's a double 2. So she's probably, if she doesn't leave now, this Thursday, definitely going to be next Thursday. So I'll give her a 3 just for the simple fact of the matter that she's not out yet.
I do think you make a good point in that if she can survive past the 6, then I think she could have a good chance of making it towards the end. Because I do think that, like, once that initial, like, oh, the cookout's no longer like a 6 person making it to the 6 thing, it's like someone's already been out. They had to go. Like, let's say, for example, Alyssa wins Vito or she wins the HOH and one of the cookout members has to leave. I think it's a lot easier for them moving forward to just get out another cookout member. Like, you know, like, because it's not like, well, I wasn't the one who ruined this. It was already ruined and we didn't make it to the 6. So, you know, we made it as far as we could, but now it's like every man for himself. And I could see a situation where they are like, well, might as well bring Alyssa a little further, bring her to the end, maybe final 2, because then I know that I'll win. So I think
that's
that,
true too.
Yeah, I think if she makes it past this next week or this double eviction, then I think she has a good chance of moving forward. But until that point, I think that she's, not in a great spot at all, because the odds are that she will be the one leaving. So I am still going to give her a 2, but, you know, it's a 2 with upside, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is very possible that she survives through this double. I think if I'm trying to figure out like absolute best case scenario for Alyssa, it's that Xavier very obviously throws her the competition, either in the HOH, honestly, better that he throws her the veto. And then Kylan leaves or Tiffany leaves or something. Let's say best case scenario, it's that Kylan leaves, for her. And now, because Xavier so obviously threw her that veto, Tiffany is like, that's it. That's it. Cookout over. That was a betrayal. You actively just allowed her. You are going to keep her to the end of this game, Xavier. She gets Hannah riled up and she says, Hannah, are we really going to waste our time going after Alyssa when Xavier is sitting right there? We can take out Alyssa afterward. She's not winning this game. We've got the jury votes. Xavier broke this already. So then it becomes a cookout civil war. And Alyssa gets to sort of like maybe slide by. That's, I think, her absolute best case scenario. And it's pretty, pretty far-fetched. Very unlikely to happen. And even if it did happen, I have a hard time seeing how she still even wins, because again, those jury votes are still there. And I do think that, at the end of the day, after everything they've sacrificed, they're not going to give it to Alyssa, even if she comps her way down to the end. Not after all that they've been through to get to where they are. So, I also gave Alyssa a 2. I mean, it's just like, there's, her path is just so impossible. And she's also just, I mean, so clueless in this game still. Yeah. I mean, still.
Yeah. She thinks it's some new novelty. Like, oh my God, like, can you believe there's people of color only in the end? It's like, are you for real right now? And then Derek F is like, I never thought about that. It's like, are you for real? Oh my God.
Oh, geez.
And she was so easily tricked into thinking that she's the one that got Claire up on the block.
Yeah.
But how?
Yeah, if she does make it to the final two, that's going to be such an embarrassing thing to bring up in her final speech. Like, yeah, I was the one that got Tiffany to put up Claire, and then we sent Tiffany out next, and yeah, and now I'm here. She's like, girl.
No.
I'm pre-cringing. Oh. Somebody should let her know before it's too late.
I know.
Oh, all right. Well,
if you're going to take her to the final two, at least tell her what she should say in her final two speech.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah. You can't say that.
The audience gave Alyssa a 3. So she's going to stay there at the 3. Let's move on and talk about Azza. Azza, Melissa, how do you feel about Azza?
I feel about the same with Azza that I did last week. I feel like she's still in the same sort of position that she was. I think that it's not a terrible position. It's not amazing, but you know, I do think that she has like, I don't think she's next to go by any means. So I do think that like she's had a little bit of time, and that's good for her at this point. So, yeah, I'm just going to stick with my 6, to be honest.
All right. I was liking Azza's position last week a little bit more than I had in the past. And then things got worse for her when I found out that Xavier was like, ditch Azza, I'm going to the end with Hannah and Tiffany. Then they got better for her again when Xavier was like, screw Tiffany. But then they got worse again when he was like, yes, the men. Azza's path to the end is not as good as it was last week. It's not looking as nice, because really the only people that want her in the final three at all are Tiffany and Hannah. She is not working very closely with Hannah. She may even end up putting Tiffany or Hannah up on the block if she wins the HOH. She is still, as much as she goes back and forth about Xavier, still kind of willing to essentially be taken out in fourth place by him and Big D. And that is their current plan, which is just not a good place for Azza because, Azza is in a position where, like, she is very unlikely to win a jury vote in the first place. So if I want to give her any kind of high rating, she's got to be very likely to at least be sitting there. And that does not appear to be the case at this time. So I'm back down to a 5. I don't think that it's impossible for her to again get back into a good place. I mean, it's been very all over the place when it comes to up and down and up and down. And I do think that she can win a jury vote. I think that, I mean, her personality, who she is, depending on like who she's sitting next to and what kinds of things that they're saying, like if Xavier really feels like he can just trash Azza in the final two. I do not think that it's a given that Xavier gets Tiffany's vote. If he's not getting Tiffany's vote, is he getting Claire's vote? If he's not getting Tiffany and Claire, is he getting Derek X? And all of a sudden you can kind of see that start to spiral. Again, I think that's very unlikely, but I do think it's possible for her to win this game still. And that's why it's a 5 at this time.
Yeah, I mean, it's crappy for Azza because she's sort of at the bottom of either side, which is like, you know, it's she's in the middle, but I still feel like, I mean, we did find out a little bit that Hannah might not take Tiffany to the final two. Maybe not. We'll see. But I still think it's more likely that she does. Tiffany obviously wants to take Hannah to the final two. She wants Kylan out, so going to the final two with Kylan isn't even an option for her. DF will turn on her because of this woman thing that he has an issue with, and we already know that X is going to want her out. So, like, she is staying by virtue of not being the first one to go, but she's still on the bottom of either end, and so it's like she has to sort of like pick her poison. Which one do you want to go with? Which I still think that she's more likely to get further with the girls than she is with the guys, and whether or not she can see that, I don't know. Maybe it's not necessarily, maybe she doesn't need to see it right now. Maybe she still has a little bit of time. Maybe this double will teach her a few things about her own footing. But it might be too late by that point. So it really is a catch 22 with her. So I think a 5 is appropriate because it's right down the middle. And where is she going to go? And we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. I feel for Azza. I mean, I really, I haven't been a champion for Azza throughout this entire thing. Well, I have been, but I've been rather annoyed with her towards the beginning of the season because she was sort of taking a backseat and she didn't really seem to be enjoying the game and she really would seclude herself. But now that I'm like looking at her position at this point in the game, and now that it's so like close to just being the six, I'm like, how much social maneuvering did she really have to do in the beginning, given the fact that she did have so much safety coming into this? And how much of that, how much of it was lack of social maneuvering and how much of it was just being iced out by everybody else in this alliance, not really giving her the time of day because they cast all these assumptions from her within the first couple of weeks. And then it just seemed like she was just like donezo because no one wanted to talk game with her. Besides DF, who gives her horrible advice. So yeah, Oz is, it's an interesting one, but I'll give her a five.
Yeah. I mean, Azza is somebody who was like, in the game, very frustrating, especially in the beginning part of the game when we had higher expectations of her. So game wise, she was very frustrating, but like as a person, she has always been like, she was at her most frustrating because she was being such a good friend. That's just who she is. It's such a testament to at the very least the women of this cast, that we have so many, like really stand out, sort of people, or so it seems. So, I do very much appreciate Azza as a person. And I do think that that matters as well in the game if she does get to the end, because she is so likable. There are very few people that will be sitting in that jury being like, nah, I don't like Azza very much. If she gives them an excuse, I think that they could vote for her. But she's going to have to start giving them that excuse soon. The audience also at a five for Azza. So there you go. Back down to a five overall for Azza. Let's talk about Claire. This is an interesting one to me. Last week, I gave Claire a one, and stand by it.
Nowhere to go.
What's happening? So the question for me is, do I give her another one, or do I give her a two? I usually go for a one if it's absolutely locked and she's going home. That's true. Did she do this to herself? Yes. Did she do this to herself this week? She did it to herself last week. So it's not usually the case that like somebody really did this to themselves this week. I actually do like, unlike Sarah Beth last week when she was on the block, she had screwed herself over the prior week. But when the week she was on the block, she was still doing really poorly. She was still like only talking to Kylan. I actually do appreciate the arguments that Claire is coming up with. I mean, if she wasn't deadlocked out of the game this week, I think she would have a fighting chance to stay. Given the arguments that she's making, she is actively campaigning. I think she's doing a better job than Sarah Beth. So for me, the differentiator here between the one that Sarah Beth got last week and the two that I'm going to give Claire this week is that Claire is not that at that bottom tier like she was last week. She's definitely down there at the low tier of a two for me. But I won't quite go. She's not the worst of the worst on the block at this time. All right. Aman, you've been giving me faces.
I don't know. I kind of want to be crazy. It's just that my heart, like, it was like, when I tell y'all that, it was so hard for me to watch that. Like, I still, like, hear her sobs in the back of my head. It's just, it was so hard to watch that. And I just feel so bad because her ally won. They're at the final eight. She had no reason to believe that she would leave this week and she's going home. And it's for something that I know that Tiffany believes in. It's something that I believe in, but it just sucks that this is the price that you have to pay for that. I just want to give her a 10 because she's just like an outstanding person, but I'm not going to do it. And I would just get excommunicated from all of RHAP and the Big Brother community if I ever did that. But I don't want to give her a 1 either. And normally I'm the same way. I like to give 1s when you are up and out. this is my heart speaking to me, and it's for no other reason that I'm doing this. I'm going to give her a 3. I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm doing
it. Like that's the crazy I'm doing thing. It. Like a 3.
I know.
Which is like
I know.
So low still, but yeah,
it's still so low, and she's gonna go home. But I just, I don't know. My heart just goes out to her and just breaks for her, and I just don't want to give her a 1. I just don't want to do it. So I'm giving her.
Look,
a
if anyone needs a man in this house, because I have
Amon.
Yeah, like if anyone's still hanging on to Claire stock, like I don't know what to tell them. Like, I mean, they probably shouldn't have Claire stock anyway at this point. But yeah, I'm gonna give Claire 1 because she's out the door. And as much as I like Claire as a person, like 3, 2, 1. I mean, this is just as bad as it gets. Really, honestly, it doesn't really get worse than this to be kicked out of the house by your number one ally, who like has seemingly no reason to get you out. And who you would never do this to. And we've seen this happen before, to be honest. I mean, not this exact situation with like the cookout and things like that, but like where someone is like thinking that it's their number one ally and they would literally never turn on that. It was like Frankie and Zach from Big Brother 16. It was like Zach would never have turned on Frankie. And Frankie's like, I have to get Zach out. It's like, why? Doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I mean, this is a 1 for me. It's unfortunate, but there's really no way she's staying this week, no matter how many like good arguments she has or whatever. It does not matter.
And she did do it to herself. I mean, this week should not have been her week to go home, considering, you know, who's HOH, but her game is still death by a thousand cuts. You know, mm-hmm. It was a slow, slow decline. And there were so many moments and weeks where we were wishing for her to do better. And she was in a good position because she was so close to Tiffany, and Tiffany was running the house and they were juggling ideas off one another. So it's not like her game is entirely bad, but it's not like she did a lot to improve upon it each week. Every week we kept saying, all right, Claire. All right, Claire. All right, Claire. All right. Okay, Claire. Like it just was down, 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 down.
Yeah, it was so promising in the beginning. So sad.
So all right. Sad. Well, the audience is actually with Amon on this one. They gave Claire a 3. It was a very close one, but they gave her a 3. So there you go. Here we go. Next up, we've got Big D. Big D. The audience also gave Big D a 3. So there you go. Amon, how do you feel about that?
I mean, he's definitely gone a little up in terms of positioning. Yeah, I mean, if this guy's alliance thing works out, he's looking like one of the bigger beneficiaries of that. So I gotta say, I think if I gave Azza a 5, and he and she's at the bottom of either, and he's definitely towards the top of 1. I feel like I have to rate him higher than Azza, at least off of my personal ratings. So I mean, no one's really coming for him next week, and he looks like he's the perfect goat to the end because everybody beats him. So. Unless he's sitting there with Alyssa, that's the only way he wins, which is not going to happen. But I think I'm going to have to give him a 6. Give him a 6.
A 6. All right. I gave Big D a 3 last week. And that could have gone even lower again after all the shifting. Big D was the primary target for a lot of people going into this week. Coming out of this week, it is appearing as though he is one of the smaller targets on the list at the moment for now because Xavier screwed up so bad that he got pushed ahead of Big D on the target list. Because of that, I will go up to a 4, which is, in my opinion, as high as he should go. Big D, I do not think he is winning this game. I do not think he will win a jury vote. I don't know that he will even make it to the final 2 at this point, but it's definitely looking better for him to get there than it was last week. And you never fully know with jury and Big Brother. And so for that reason, it's up to a 4 for me. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my five for Big D just because, you know, I do think he has like a few more evictions at least to, you know, kind of be okay. But then I do think he is in a little bit of trouble. But if this whole like guys thing works out, then at least he's got some sort of protection. But yeah, I don't think he's in the best spot. I also don't think he's in the worst spot. So, you know, there you go.
There you go. All right, let's move on to Hannah. Let's talk about Hannah. Aman, we'll start with you. What do you think about Hannah?
Hannah banana. Banana fana for fana.
Stalling.
Yeah, right.
This is the whole song.
If I the name game. okay, so I mean, yo, Hannah. It's not a 0% chance that she could be a casualty next week. There are people that would still put her up. I mean, Ozzy would put her up, even not even intending for Ozzy to, for Hannah to go home, but it could still happen. Kylan would put her up. Xavier would put her up. And then it just comes down to like what happens with the veto. Like if the veto goes awry, maybe she stays, maybe she goes. So it is, it's a little perilous. But I think it's still like more likely that she stays because it's either Tiffany or Alyssa ahead of her. So, I think I'll put her, I kind of want to put her where I have Big D because that's kind of, I feel like it's more likely that she stays. But then again, she has better winner's equity and she's been playing a better game and she's made more plans to get to the end. And she's been more instrumental in that than Big D has been because it's more so like Xavier that's pulling Big D to the end as opposed to Big D pulling Big D to the end. So you know what? I think I will give Hannah a 7.
All right. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like Hannah is in a pretty good spot in the house. I feel like people aren't really looking at her. I think that they obviously are looking at everybody, but I think that there are more pressing targets right now. And I think people are making themselves into bigger targets. And I don't feel like Hannah's doing that. So I do feel like Hannah's in a really good spot. And then especially if she gets to the end, I think she's doing a great job in terms of number one, like jury management. And number two, like, you know, I think she will be able to successfully put together an argument as to what she's been doing and how she's been playing and why that deserves a win. So I do think that, you know, if she gets down to the end, she could absolutely blow off a win. And I think that the people in the jury house like Hannah. And I think as people go to the jury, it does seem like they still like Hannah. I mean, her work with Claire this week about like, Claire, you don't even have to, you know, try and ask for a vote from me. Are you for real? Of course I'm going to vote for you. And it's like, Claire's going to go to the jury thinking that, oh, Hannah was a great ally to me. Obviously, like, it really, honestly, I think a lot of this comes down to how it gets revealed that the cookout is a thing. Like, I think if it just keeps getting revealed piecemeal by Kylan in the diary room, and then people like put it together on their own, like, I don't know if that's as good as if they're able to kind of just say like, look, this is why I really do think they should have sat Claire and Alyssa down this week. And I get why X doesn't want to do it, but I really think the rest of the cookout should have been like, no, we're doing this. They should have sat the two of them down and been like, hey, the cookout's a thing. It's been going on this whole time. Like, I'm sorry you guys aren't in it, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just what it is. And then I think that the message could have gotten carried to the jury house by whoever goes out, probably both of them. And kind of say like, look, this is the way it's been going on. Otherwise, whoever goes out first of the cookout is going to be the one to tell the story and is going to be the one who like explains how it got formed and explains what the deal is. And if they're not being able to control the narrative, I'm concerned that it's going to look, depending on who leaves, it's going to look like Hannah did nothing and Azza did nothing and Tiffany did nothing. If we get someone like X or DF leaving and they're the ones who explains what the cookout is to the jury house, like, I'm concerned. But I think that's a concern for another day. Right now, I think Hannah's doing a really good job in the house. And so I'm going to give Hannah an 8.
An 8 for Hannah. Yeah, I was about to fall down dead, Aman, when you said you were going to give Hannah the same rating as Big D. because, no.
No. I'm not okay with that.
I talked about that. I was like, look, this is very much an influx situation. So I had to talk myself to it. I had to rationalize, you know, before I spoke.
Yes. All right. Well, so there's a lot, I think, that is working for Hannah this week. One, we heard from her that she is thinking critically about who she would take to the final two. She's not just going to blindly take Tiffany. And I like that. Now, she didn't guarantee us that she would take, you know, Azza or another option. But the fact that she is even, you know, talking about it, thinking about it, tells me, you know, she is definitely a lot less likely to just take Tiffany where she probably loses. I like that. I also like that she made this final two with Alyssa, the sloppy seconds. I really like that because when Alyssa goes to the jury house and she talks about the deals that she has made, she's going to talk about how she had a final two with Hannah. And that is going to give Hannah fans in the jury, look at her. She's making moves. This is not something that Tiffany had. Tiffany did not have the safety. This is something that Hannah did on her own to ensure her own safety that nobody even saw in the game. I think this is a good thing for her. I know she was worried about making too many final twos and breaking them, but I think this is a good thing for her, for the jury, for her potential to win the game. I also think that, with so many people being anti-Xavier now, Claire, Tiffany, I think if Tiffany goes into the jury house, Hannah definitely has Tiffany, Claire, Derek X, like, locked in. And that's a great place to start. If she is sitting next to somebody else, Kylan, Xavier, I think she has a chance to beat one of them, especially now that we have more stuff here for her to talk about, in terms of, where she's at in the jury house. So I like all of that, but there are also some things I don't like. In particular, she has lost her positioning with Xavier, and this is really bad for her short-term safety. Because Xavier complaining about Tiffany all the time, nonstop, Hannah not really willing to do that with him has really soured him on her. And she tried to pitch to Kylan that he should go after Xavier. Kylan ratted her out. Kylan has kind of stolen her spot with Xavier, which is not great. Now, she never should have gone to the end with Xavier, but the fact that he would have tried to keep her safe and wanted to bring her to the end would have given her some extra, you know, sort of safety moving forward. She used to be the safest person to get to the end of the cookout. That person is no longer exactly her. I mean, you got her, Big D, and Kylan all now trying to vie for that spot. Even Azza, because it's very much like, you're going after Tiffany or you're going after Xavier right now, with a couple of outliers, depending on where it goes from there. So, because it's basically two people going after Tiffany, two people going after Xavier, and then the two individuals going after each other, Kylan and Azza. So that does leave her in a still pretty safe position, but she is the number two target after Tiffany for Xavier. And for Big D, she honestly would probably still be a target for Kylan as well. Maybe not second, but probably something like third. He intends to not cut X or Tiffany. So it's an interesting spot here, but I do like what Hannah is doing for the most part. I like the in that she has made with Alyssa. Losing Xavier has been bad for her game, but that's the worst thing she's done this week. And I think that she should get the 8 here from me. I do think that she is still, I think she's up there as one of the likely winners. And I think that other people have moved down on the likely winner list, and it's a lot more even than it used to be. And that's only good for Hannah. So it's an 8 there for Hannah. The audience agrees with Melissa and myself. They gave her an 8 as well. There you go. The highest rating of the night for Hannah. By a big margin. So let's move on to Kylan. Let's talk about Kylan. Melissa, how do you feel about Kylan?
You know, I actually feel better about Kylan this week than I did last week. I think that Kylan is, it's very interesting because I do feel like he kind of goes up and down every week. He's never like just really good or really bad. It's like, I feel like other people have had like kind of a clear trajectory with like, especially like someone like Claire or something like that, where she started off really strong and then kind of just like gradually descended. Kylan's like bad, then good. Then you think he's going out and then he's like, he's going to be the next to go and he's in trouble. And then, oh no, he's actually fine. And he's doing well with people. Oh no, wait, he made this mistake. Oh, now he's back. It really just swings in both directions every time. So I do definitely feel better about him than I did last week. I am a little nervous for him still moving forward, because I know that some people are interested in getting him out as one of the next to go, but I do think that there are targets in front of him, so he doesn't necessarily need to be super worried. But there are things that are concerning me about Kylan. I think what I'm partially concerned about Kylan's goodbye messages. I think that everybody was saying, we're not going to tell anyone about the cookout. Like, let's all agree to do that. And he's like, yeah, sure. But I'm also going to like kind of reveal it in my goodbye messages when no one else is doing that. And I think if I was in the cookout and I found that information out, I'd be really upset, because I'd feel like, okay, so we all agreed not to do it. Then you went ahead and did it anyway to make yourself look good. So I think that maybe that won't matter right now, but I do think that it would matter to me in the end. If I'm voting for a winner, do I feel like I want to vote for somebody who like went against what we said or what? I don't know. I think that that might come back to haunt him. I do like that he's giving away that, like as a viewer, I like that he's giving away that information, because it's so fun to see him say that. And then the person who just got evicted, like, oh my God, wait, what? Okay, wait, who's the secret alliance? And then they all like try and figure it out. I love that. But I do think that he's in a much better position this week than he was last week. And I think he's doing a good job with Tiffany too. I think that really everybody, honestly, I think he's doing a good job with everybody, making them think that he's like working with them. I'm debating whether I want to do a 6 or a 7, to be honest, because I feel weird doing a big giant jump from 5 to 7, but at the same time, like, I feel very different about him than I did last week. Maybe I'll just go for it. I think I'll just give him a 7. I think he's doing a good job.
There you go. Yeah, Kylan, he's an interesting, I mean, he was a 7 and then he fell to a 5. How did this go? Let's pull this up, because he has an interesting history here. I'm going to try to just scroll down just a little bit. So this is Kylan here. He was a 7, became a 5, back up to a 7, back down to a 5. And here he
possibly
is this week.
Seven? Who knows?
Will the trend continue is the question. I mean, the thing about Kylan is that his game is looking a lot better. I would go as high as an 8 for Kylan. Again, I would say that Kylan is the front runner, if not for this notion that, like, I don't see Kylan getting to the final two without sitting next to Tiffany or Xavier. I don't think it happens any other way. He basically would need other people to cut Tiffany or Xavier for him in order to sit next to anybody else at the final two, because he is unwilling to do it. And that means that no matter how well positioned Kylan is, I have to look at his endgame prospects as he's sitting next to Tiffany or Xavier. And I don't like either spot for him. Now, I do think that his position against Xavier has improved this week. I do think that he probably keeps Sarah Beth in the jury, although you never know for sure. I think that he definitely has Tiffany with Tiffany. I think you get Claire with Tiffany and Claire. I do think that you can get Derek X. He also had a relationship with Derek X. That's already 4. And so I do think that he can beat Xavier, and I think he knows this, and I think that's why he wants to do it. But I would much rather him be sitting next to Azza, Big D, Hannah, you know, anybody but Xavier and Tiffany, who are the two toughest people to beat. And so for that reason, I can't go higher than the 7 that I will give him, because he is doing a good job here. And I do think that he has positioned himself well, and he could very well be going home tomorrow, Thursday night, not tomorrow night, Thursday night. It's a distinct possibility. But there's a distinct possibility that almost any one of the people in this game could go home on Thursday night at this point. So for me, the trend has continued. It is going to be a 7 once again. The audience disagrees. The audience said Kai is a 6. Very, very close vote. It was literally a 6.49. And I have been refreshing this see if it changes, but it has not. But it's a 6 from the audience. Aman, where are you?
Yeah, I mean, Kylan, he surprisingly has sort of come up over the past couple of days in this.
I refreshed the page. It moved up to a 6.5.
Oh, my God. Wow. Someone probably heard that and was like, I gotta go in there. I gotta get Kylan 7.
I agree with you for the most part, Taryn. I do think that there is some killer instinct in Kylan. I think that for the most part, while the game, while largely because the larger part of his game was protect the cookout, then there was a secondary goal of protecting Sarah Beth. But there was always this willingness to be the person to get his hands dirty, because he was like, I have reason to do this. I have reason to do that. Mm-hmm. Like I will be that person to do it. I think in this situation, I think he knows that it's best if Kylan and Tiffany throw darts, because that means that he's the one that's safe. But I think if once one of them is gone, I think that he also knows, okay, get rid of the other one. I don't think that he'll have any problem doing that. Maybe it doesn't come down to him winning the HOH. Maybe it comes down to him. Maybe it comes down to the other person winning the HOH, and then he votes to evict the person that, like the Xavier or the Tiffany or whoever is surviving or whoever it is. I think that that's still a possibility for him to do. So I don't know if he's. See, this is making me want to rethink my.
Well, while you're thinking, I'm gonna make a call on the audience vote here. I don't think it's likely this is gonna change the outcome of the average rating anyway. But I think that once I call the audience vote, this has never happened before. Once I call the audience vote, I think you have to lock in where it was when I called it. So the audience will stick with a 6 here.
Fair enough.
Do I think he's more likely to win than Hannah? That's the question for me. And I'm sure everybody's going off in the chat right now. I'm not reading it. Damn it. You know what? Are you biased, Amon, because he's your last remaining draft member? Is that what that is?
I'm changing my answer. Claire's a 10. She's my last remaining draft.
Ooh.
I think that there definitely is some bias there on my part, but I also don't think that what I'm saying is not true. I do think that Kylan, I think that he'll wait like a spider and then pounce when he needs to. Mm-hmm. Because he's able to create great connections with people and then stab them in the back. You know, lightheartedly, he did it with Sarah Beth. He did it with DX. Mm-hmm. He had no problem sending them out of there. So I feel like I'm going to give him the 8. I'm going to give him the 8 only because I think that there's just a slightly better chance that he wins this game over Hannah. Not a lot, but a better chance. And if I'm going to give Hannah a 7, then I have to give Kylan the 8.
All right. This is one of the reasons why I said we would lock this in. First of all, the 6 or 7 from the audience would not have changed the overall average rating anyway. So there's that. Also, I refreshed the page again and he has fallen back down to a 6 from the audience. So,
yeah.
This is the rule from this point forward, very much so. Once I lock in the audience answer, it is locked in. All right, let's move on to Tiffany. Let's talk about Tiffany. This has been a bad week for Tiffany.
Yeah.
It has not been a good week for Tiffany. Tiffany, she won this HOH, and she did not do so in a way where she was able to calm people down afterward. People were upset. Xavier was upset, and she could not damage control that situation. I do think that there is if I'm taking what is her biggest fault this week, it's more that she was not able to handle the damage control than it is winning the HOH. Because I do think there is a scenario where she wins this HOH and gets what she wants and goes into next week. Again, I think I talked about this, but basically there are two things that can happen winning this HOH. She can either keep Claire and piss off Xavier. And if she gets keep Claire, piss off Xavier, those are the two things, right? If she gets one of these things, Xavier's not pissed off, she loses Claire, or she keeps Claire and Xavier is pissed off, it's still not that bad of a move, because she at least has one of those things. And now she goes into this week, Xavier has to win, she can throw it, she's in the better position moving forward. If she gets both of those things, it's amazing. If Xavier's not pissed off and she keeps Claire, wonderful. What happened was she lost both things. Xavier was pissed off and she lost Claire. And so she went for it all and she lost most of it. So I wouldn't say personally winning the HOH was the mistake. I think that how she handled the HOH and her mismanagement of Xavier from that point forward was the bigger mistake, because there was an upside to potentially winning this. And I do think that Xavier could have been handled. I don't think she tried very hard. I think she was like, screw you, Xavier, if you want to be mad at me, which is one of her biggest flaws, I think, in the game. And then ultimately, while I do respect Tiffany a lot, and we talked about this, Aman, on the update, I respect her decision and I respect how she went about it. I have a lot of respect for her as a person through this decision. From a game point of view, it was very bad. It was very bad all around. And so this is where I have to say, this was not a good week for Tiffany. This is a very bad week for Tiffany. Her position moving forward is very bad. She could end up getting evicted on Thursday. And then moving forward from that, she could still, and her path to the end has dramatically reduced. Last week, I gave her an 8. And things got even better after that 8. Things got even better. And then they got way worse. Mm-hmm. And so I considered a 4 here for Tiffany. But I think just her jury potential, I think Tiffany hands down beats anybody if she gets there. And it's not impossible that she gets there. So it's a 5 for me on Tiffany. Quite honestly, feels a little generous from my perspective. I can tell you the audience disagrees with me. The audience gave her a 6. They were a little bit higher on Tiffany. But that was also a very, very close vote. That one has actually a 6.48, but that is now locked in. All right. Aman, what do you think?
This was bad, y'all. It was bad. Interesting point though, Taryn. Interesting distinction about maybe not managing everybody for her to win this HOH might have been the worst move. I mean, to be honest, I still think it's just winning the HOH at this point, because, I mean, what are you going to say to X to get him to be okay with you winning this HOH? Because you're obviously not going to nominate Claire. And if your logic is, well, X, it doesn't matter who wins. We're still going to send Claire or Alyssa home. So what does it matter? So that's, which is only going to give X more ammo to be then why do you need to win so bad? Huh? I just feel like there was just no, I just feel like no matter what, she's doing more work than need be to put herself now in a line of fire that X was probably always going to want to put her in to begin with. Now, maybe you can make the argument that she didn't have the foresight for that, but I feel like she should have, because she knows that X has been talking that crap. She knows she has. So why you doing it? That's why you wanted to win in the first place. So like, it's, oh man. It was a risk. It was a risk, and it did not pay off. And that's just, it is what it is. A piece of me would also like to grant some emotional tax that I tacked on to Claire's score, because Claire really should be getting a 1, but I gave her a 3 because of what she had to go through, okay? And I feel like I want to do the same for Tiff. I want to give her a little bump because of what she had to go through. But because it's mainly her fault and Claire was just an innocent bystander in this, I'm not going to do it for Tiff. So I'm going to give Tiffany 4.
All right. Amon went for it. I want to again remind people that because there are a few different elements that go into the rating and different people have different criteria, but it is not solely their chance to win. I think that Tiffany has a better chance to win than Azza at this time. But I think that Tiffany played this week in particular worse than Azza.
Yeah.
She has made disastrous moves for herself. So this week she has an extra sort of play penalty. She literally is about to evict her number one ally. Like that's big penalty points right there. Yeah. So that's why we're as low as we are. I would, or at least it's as wise. I'm as low as I am. Melissa.
Same. And that's why, because I gave Azza a 5. So it's like, I can't justify it in my mind. I can't do it. I just couldn't. I'm sorry, Tiff. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be honest. I'm between a 5 and a 6 for Tiffany. Mainly a 6 because I have faith that she can kind of maneuver her way out of a bad situation. But I also feel concerned because I mean, she's like a big target now. I think people weren't necessarily, they were thinking she's a target, but it wasn't like so set in stone that she needs to go, or also even that she might go before Alyssa. Like, I feel like that was not thought about. And now I think that people are really looking at it and like, you know, I'm worried that X is going to turn this into some sort of like, oh, well, you know, it's okay to betray Tiffany because she already betrayed the cookout. She betrayed them first by, you know, going against us when we had a plan and to win. And she won the HOH to try and go against us so that her ally could stay. And, you know, so she shot first. And now we're just going to go after her now because that's, you know, she did it first. She brought this on herself. Like, I'm worried that that's the next step in logic. Or at least like stated logic. I don't know if that's actually logical, but just like, I'm worried that that's what he's going to argue. Or some of them are going to, I don't know who will argue it, but it's concerning to me that that's something that people are even considering. And I also think that people are noticing that if Tiffany gets to the end, she'll win. And I don't think people want that. So I think like, you know, well, you know, we have this opportunity. Maybe we should just get rid of her now. And I think she's in a very precarious position. So, I'm certainly worried about her. And also, you know, like you guys have said, like, we recognize that this was a bad position for Tiffany to be in. And we understand why she ended up putting Claire on the block. But like you also said, that's her number one ally. She is literally sending her number one ally out the door. Like, I mean, I just, that's insane. That's like wild. I mean, that's cuckoo that she's doing that in just a strategic sense. So it's not good for her. I think it's really bad for her. So I'm definitely worried. I do have faith that she, I think that she is such a good player generally. And I think that she's really good with strategy that I could see her pulling herself up out of this hole, but right now she's still in the hole and I'm worried about her. So I'm going to give her a 5.
All right. There it is for Tiffany. Let's move on to our final player here, Xavier. Let's talk about Xavier. The audience gave Xavier a 6. Now, this is interesting. So this was, I think, the first time that the ratings have spread this way. Hannah got the highest rating by far, followed by a very close to seven, Kylan and Tiffany, who are right now tied exactly at very nearly a seven. And then Xavier behind the both of them down in the fives, 5.8. So it's an interesting spread here for these four, who are basically the four players who are likely to win the game. They're the most likely to win the game at this point. That is how the audience sees it. Aman, how do you see it?
I kind of stand by what I said yesterday. I do think that there is a world in which Xavier will have to pay the price for taking Tiffany out. And that's not because I like Tiffany. I'm not saying that. It's not because I want to see some retribution. I just genuinely believe that if he does take out Tiffany, that's the tiger's pelt on the wall. And you have gamers that are sitting there watching you do it, but probably aided and abetted in you doing it. And they're going to be like, he's going to claim that as his move. Doesn't that mean we got to get rid of him next? And unless he does win out, which I think is still kind of difficult to do, because that's five or six cycles that you have to continue to win over and over and over again. I don't think that you can, maybe, but it's still it's a big if. So I don't know if I feel great about his chances at getting to final two. He's definitely more likely than most of the players that are left. So there is that. But he is, if he continues to behave the way that he does, I don't know, like, does he start pissing people off more? Like, because I don't necessarily know if the way that we feel about him is the way that people in the house feel about him, you know? So he might still be able to snatch up them votes. But, you know, depending on who's in the jury and who controls the narrative, maybe not. So I think I'm going to put him at a seven, because I think that he still has a perilous. No, is it a seven or is it an eight? Oh, damn it.
We can.
This one's hard for me, too, be honest.
We can move on to yeah. You can think about it if you want.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Karen, you go first, because I'm still thinking about it as well. Because I feel like this is a weird one where it's like, it's one of those ones where I'm like going up for, I'm like thinking about each individual thing. And so it's like, okay, a few of the things that have happened for him have made me go up, but then a few things have made me go down. And it's like, I don't know whether that just like keeps him at the same spot at this point, or if it like is enough that it brings him down a little. Like, I feel like I'm between a six and a seven right now for him. So I don't know. Yeah, Taryn, you go first.
Well, this is interesting. Amon's between a seven and an eight. Melissa's between a six and a seven.
I guess that just means he's a seven.
I'm smack down in the middle. I'm at a seven for Xavier. All right, it's what I was at last week for Xavier. I felt like his feud with Kylan was not great for his game. And people like Hannah started to then talk about targeting Xavier even before Kylan. Now, this was after the roundtable last week. And that it was starting to look really bad for Xavier. And then Tiffany wins this HOH and it starting to look even worse for Xavier. However, Alyssa winning the veto and Alyssa being in the game at final seven is a huge win for him. Mm-hmm. Massive for his game, in my opinion. And another thing happened over the last week, which is that we discovered very much so that Kylan will not cut Xavier and will bring Xavier to the final two if he has that option. So that's another huge win for Xavier. But then he also has lost some as well. Not only was Hannah willing to cut Xavier at four last week, this week she is now talking about cutting him at six. And Tiffany wants to cut him at six. People want to cut him a lot sooner than they did before. And so he is in a lot more danger now. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge loss for Xavier. So he's won and he's lost and he's won and he's lost. And for me, it kind of evens out to where he was last week at that seven. I still think that he is a very likely winner of this game, But the way that he has played this week has been both good and bad in different ways. He has bonded with Big D. He's pulled Big D from Kylan a bit. He is still working Azza, but he has also pissed Azza off. And he has also alienated Hannah and Tiffany, who do not seem to be votes for him in the way that they maybe would have been in the past, in the final two. And so it's, again, for me, it's like he does one thing that's very good. He does one thing that's very bad. He wins here. He loses here. That's why it's a 7 for me. Which one of you is ready?
I'll go.
Neither?
Okay. No, I'll go. I'll go. I agree with what you're saying. I do think that he does some things so well and then will kind of do something to undercut all that progress, it feels. So it does kind of feel like, even though it's great for him that Alyssa is still there, and it's great for him that she's has the chance to, you know, win HOH, and he also convinced Tiffany. Well, now I'm convincing myself otherwise. I feel like now I'm convincing myself that he should go up. Well, because it's so tricky, because it's like he's convinced Tiffany to not tell the truth to Claire, so that, which only benefits him and Alyssa. Like, it benefits his relationship with Alyssa, and he's been able to convince her and everyone else that, like, we shouldn't reveal the cookout. And then probably they won't have time to do that necessarily. But if Alyssa's like the one person left, and he probably would be like, yeah, let's reveal the cookout to Alyssa, and that way we can send her out like honestly or whatever, you know. I think that he's also done a lot of harm to his social game this week. So I do think that he's had some good things, some bad things. It kind of levels out for me right now. It's like a 7, kind of going up, but a 7 for now. 7. Done.
All right. I'm just done. And back to Iman.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I makes me feel
you
a little
do you,
better.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just trying. I'm like juggling between, like, am I, you know, am I allowing, you know, what the stereotypical winner of Big Brother or the prototypical winner of Big Brother looks like in terms of strategy? And it certainly is an X. So I don't know if that's why I'm so, like, lean towards the 8. But then I do remember all of the flaws that this man has. But I'm also like, I don't want my personal discontent to affect it too much. But it is still rubbing people in the house the wrong way as well. So it's not like it's just a personal thing. Other people are also feeling it. So yeah, I think a 7 is probably most appropriate, because he's likely to win, but I think that there's still, like, he's got some ways to go. And even if he is sitting in the final two, he better come correct with that speech, or else those votes are not going to swing his way. Like, they're just not going to. I think that Hannah could beat him. I think that Kylan could beat him. So pick your words wisely, Xavier. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's an interesting spread here with, you know, myself and Melissa kind of giving Hannah the week, the win of the week this week, with Kylan and Xavier just behind, and then Tiffany with a big penalty. Iman, highest on Kylan, with Hannah and Xavier just behind, with a big penalty for Tiffany.
And the audience. Each week we kind of have different, like, winners and losers within the cookout. Like, they all are like above fives. They're not like fours or below, but they're all just kind of like competing for first place within the alliance. And each week it's different. It's kind of interesting. We don't usually see that.
Yeah. And again, like, important to continue to reiterate that these ratings are not solely their chance to win the game. It is incorporating other things as well. But there we are. Those are the ratings for the week. Let's get back to some of the questions that we have had in the survey. I asked the audience to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. Actually, you know what? I think we probably have the leaderboard ready to go. I feel like we've had it update pretty quickly here in the past. Yes, I think it has updated. Okay.
I'll preface this by saying I forgot to do anything. So I had a bad week for the stock watch.
Oh, girl, I haven't done shit since we do.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like left it on. I think Aza was my last buy, and then I just like left it there. So clearly I lost this week, whatever I had.
All right. Well, here is the updated leaderboard with McFro still at the top of the leaderboard in first place. Went in on Hannah.
Insider trading.
Was Hannah the best? I don't actually know. It might have been Kylan who is the best buy this week. McFro here at the top certainly does a good job here. And maybe this is why you shouldn't do the leaderboard right after, because we're a little slow here. There you go. Hannah made $500 at the top of this leaderboard, still in first place. Let's see. Jay here in fifth went in on Kylan. It was Kylan who was the best buy. Okay, there you go. So Jay probably moved up here on the leaderboard a bit. If it will load as we move down the top 100 here. There you go. I'm back on the front page. okay.
Kylan. Wow.
No, this is Jay. I went in on Hannah, and I bought one Aza, I think. Yes, I bought one Aza, which was not good.
Yeah.
And so I had leftover money. We'll wait next time so it's not so slow. But here we go. I've moved up 16 places. I went in on Hannah this week. Should have taken that risk on Kylan. I knew she wasn't going to be the best buy, but. You know, all right, Melissa.
Ugh.
Where's Melissa here on the leaderboard? Let's find out. Has Melissa maintained her lead over other Melissas?
I love how that's the best I can do is compete with other Melissas at this point because I just like cannot get it together.
Melissa Elliott has passed you, Melissa. You're only now above Melissa's Denny's.
Well, I guess that's good at least.
Melissa's Denny's, that's hilarious.
Melissa's Denny's is beating you in name creativity. So
yeah, that's true. Mine's not even creative. I'm not even, it's Melissa on there. It's just Melissa.
Yeah, this
Denny's
is what happened.
Boring.
Melissa went all in on Aza this week.
Yep.
Did not.
Yeah, forgot to do anything. Bad idea.
Yeah. Down 420 places with 69 shares. Look at that. Mon,
do we even need to? Do we even need to? I haven't done anything.
Do, because someone's
I haven't done
be
any
worse
girl.
Than me. He
look,
might be better
mine,
than me.
I'm probably flat broke. Okay, anything since the week that I bought like 11 shares of Claire or 11 shares of like Tiffany and DX and Claire. Like it's Great Depression. Okay, like I am a maximum recession. Like it is a total financial collapse. Like please, I need a bailout. Okay.
I need to stimulus check. I need. It's gonna be funny when you are above me anyway.
I'm probably like in the very last place.
Yeah.
Wait, where is he?
He was down. Yeah, just keep going down. There you go. Right? Isn't that you, Amon?
Oh, just Amon here.
Yeah, I think
I still have that much.
You had 10 Claires.
10 Claires and what? And so that was it? No,
and
there's
two Tiffany's. Two. That was bad. That was not good.
Oh boy! How far did he drop though? I wonder because last week Claire and Tiffany weren't so bad, right?
I was definitely at like 1,000 something the last time y'all checked, which is maybe like a month and a half ago, and now I'm like in 3,000. What is that? 3,865.
I don't know if anyone noted what Melissa was at, but I think Melissa was ahead of this.
Yeah, I was like 3,000 something. So it's not that far ahead.
You guys can never say that I am trying to behave self-interestedly during these stock watch meetings, okay? Because I don't be playing. I don't.
I know. Yeah, they always say that about me too. And I'm like, do you really think that if I was being self-interested, I would have like this as my stock watch score?
Down 157 places.
Yikes.
There you go. Okay. That's what we've got for the leaderboard.
I guess you could make that argument for me today since I did give Claire a 3.
Yeah, you're like, please, let's get Claire a little bump.
All right. Well, let's talk about the favorite players. I asked the audience to rank their favorite players from their favorite to the least favorite. I want to know who's at the top. This is pretty obvious.
I would say Tiffany.
Tiffany, yeah.
Yes.
I'd say
who's
Claire.
Who's in second place? Claire? Melissa says Claire.
Well, Claire might have gotten a bit of a bump there because of what just happened. And I've seen so much Claire support, at least online. So yeah, I think I'll agree with that.
It's a week of very close votes. Hannah in second place.
Oh, so I'm going to get Hannah third.
Hannah's going to be third for me. Yeah. Well, then I guess Claire third?
Yes, yeah. Claire's in third. Who's at the bottom?
Probably. Well, yeah, I was going to say probably.
It's a race. It's a race down there.
Okay.
I mean, if Claire didn't get the bump that I thought she was going to get second, then maybe Xavier didn't get the bump that he needs to get down to the bottom. But you know what? I'm still going to guess that it's X.
I'm guessing Big D.
It's Big D. It's Woo! Big D.
Then I think it's X.
Yes, it is X. This is how it went. It went all of the women and then all of the men.
Yep,
it went Tiffany,
right.
Hannah, Claire, Azza, Alyssa, Kylan, Xavier, Big D.
Somebody said
sounds
Big Xavier.
Right to me.
this is a huge drop for Xavier. Last week, he was in fourth place, just behind Jeez. Hannah. And wow. he has dropped to second to last, just above Big D. There you go. I asked the audience to rate the episodes this week. Last week, they were a 5.9. This week, a 5.7. The feeds last week were a 5.3. This week, a 6.6. So the feeds up, the episodes down, but we haven't seen the episode where Tiffany breaks the news to Claire. So we'll find out if that improves the week overall. The season as a whole last week, going to be rough. No. The season as a whole last week was a 7.0. This week, a 7.1. So actually a slight increase there. The competitions this week, a 5.8. I asked the audience to rate Sarah Beth as a player. Overall, not within the context of the game, not with how much she's likely to win, not with what did she do this week. As a player overall, what is Sarah Beth's rating? The audience says 4.3 out of 10.
I disagree with that.
I think it's a little harsh.
Yeah, I don't think that she's a bad player at all. I actually think she's really smart. I think that in this situation, she wasn't the best player and was a little too confident when not knowing what was going on. But I think that on like any other season, if you just dropped her in, I don't think that her skill level is that low at all. I think that she would be a lot higher than that too. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she is a capable player. She can be a smart player. She played very poorly this season. And I think that she is far too passive when it comes to social relationships. And the moves that she's making in the game, I think she's always going to make similar mistakes. I'd probably put her at like a 5, because of that. I think that she is much more capable than a 5. But given how she came in to play this game, I think that she's always going to land at around a 5 max. I think she'd easily be a 6 or a 7 if she just applied herself. but she doesn't. That's how I feel about Sarah Beth. I asked the audience, who is the best person for Tiffany to have targeted for her game this week?
Not Claire.
5% said Xavier.
Yeah.
She targeted Xavier. 28% said Alyssa. She tried. then big drop, Claire with only 1% of the vote. Big D and Kylan both above Claire on that scale. I asked the question. And I think Melissa already gave us the answer to this one. If you were in Claire's position, would you be a bitter juror?
I think we know the answer to this.
I think it depends on how like, I think it depends on how the news is like broken to Claire that there actually was an alliance. Like, I think that if that's some, if Tiffany doesn't get to control the narrative and basically like Claire goes in there being like, there was no alliance, like, or at least Tiffany wasn't a part of it, but she does feel in her heart that she doesn't want to like, you know, be the reason that a Black person is nominated against another Black person. Like, you know, okay, that's one thing. And then someone comes in being like, no, yeah, there was definitely an alliance. We had a name. It was the cookout. Like, she didn't tell you that, or she like lied to you, whatever. Like, you know, I feel like that could be something where if I'm Claire, I'm like, okay, like, whoa, okay, now I look kind of stupid because I thought you were, we were open and honest with each other, and then you still lied to me even as you were sending me out the door. I don't think that in the end I would end up, like, if Tiffany ended up in the end, I don't think that I would be a bitter voter, but I think I would be certainly upset hearing about that. And I don't think, but I don't think Claire will be a bitter juror. I don't see that happening. And I think ultimately, like, I would suck it up and vote for whoever played the best game. But I would certainly not be thrilled to find that information out. And I'd probably feel very stupid. So, yeah.
See, for me, I think that, and I could be wrong here, I think that she knows. I think that Tiffany said everything but. And I mean, even after the conversation, we see Claire speaking to the camera saying, like, even if she's playing me, it was like, why would you say that if you didn't think that she was? I think that what she's trying to say is that, yeah, I get it. I get it. I understand why she doesn't want to do that. Yeah, maybe there is a conversation with her if Tiffany goes to jury, or maybe there's a conversation in Tiffany's final two speech where she dedicates some time to Claire and she's like, I wasn't entirely honest. Yes, I have been in an alliance, but I mm-hmm. only did not tell you because of the fact that I wanted to stay true to the alliance that I came into this game with. But I think ultimately, I think Claire is going to get through this, and the two of them are going to be fine. At least that's what I would hope. And if not, then she's totally entitled to feel however the hell she wants to feel. But I think that we're probably going to get the former and not the latter. Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is kind of like easy to say that you wouldn't be a bitter juror. But in terms of what I think I would respond, I think I would say, no, I would not be a bitter juror. You know, I've almost been in that position before. Not exactly the same, but... accidentally was cut by my closest ally in a game that I played once. That
oh my god!
And I still gave him a vote. So, you know, I've got some history here.
Oh my god.
The audience. Like, now what Black person burned you?
There I go.
So over it.
So the audience with 78% of the vote said no, they would not be a bitter juror. There you go. Yeah. I asked the audience again, do you think the cookout will make the final six? Now, I've been asking this question for a few weeks now. It started out at a much lower percentage here. For the audience, they were not super high on the cookout making the final six when I started asking this question. Let's see here. What was it? It was, I think it started around 60% yes, when I first asked, 58% said yes. And then 83%, then 88% last week. This week, back down to 77%. The audience is less convinced that the cookout will make it to the six, I imagine, because of all of this talk about throwing the competition to Alyssa. I asked the audience, who do you want to be evicted this week? 78% say Xavier. I want Xavier. Who do you want to win HOH next week? 56% say Hannah. And then Azza with 16%, and Alyssa in third with 15%. So there's an Alyssa HOH contingent here. And then finally, who do you think will be evicted in the double eviction? Who do you predict is going to be evicted? 68% say Alyssa, with Tiffany in second place with 18%. And then Xavier, Big D, all down like below 4%. percent. So people are pretty convinced it's either going to be Alyssa or Tiffany. Let's make our predictions here. Melissa, who's going home Thursday night after Claire?
I think Alyssa.
I think it might be Tiffany, only because X is going to throw. Unless Tiffany can do something to convince Kylan that he has to win this, or if Hannah wins. But if X decides to throw and Kylan decides to throw and... No. Alyssa's leaving. Six is going to, they're going to make it. They're going to make it to the six. They're going to make it to the six. I have not gone through this roller coaster of not needing them to get to the six, only for me wanting them to get to the six, only for them to turn on each other at the very last second. You're making it to the six. Okay.
I don't think anyone else in the ride. Yeah. I don't think that anybody else aside from Xavier would like actually go through with like, throwing the veto to Alyssa to like get out one of the six. I feel like they're so close. I just feel like Xavier might do it because he does have that relationship with Alyssa and like wouldn't want to, you know, wouldn't want to have to get her out and thinking that that's a really good, you know, thing for him is to have her stick around. But I don't see anybody else throwing their neck out on the line like that for Alyssa and also ruining the six getting to the six. I don't see that happening. I just, as much as we like talk about it, I feel like once it comes down to it, I don't see them doing that. I think there is a chance that if Alyssa wins it or if it comes down to Xavier and Alyssa and he lets her have it, like I could see that happening, but I don't see anybody else being like, oops, and letting Alyssa get it. I just don't see that happening. So yeah, I think Alyssa goes. I really do.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Alyssa. I usually go with the numbers, and I do think Alyssa is the most likely person to go. So I'm gonna say Alyssa. There you go. Okay, that's the roundtable for the week. What a week! What an interesting week here. A pretty unique week in the show. You know, for as much as again, like we always look at it from the.
Sorry.
What's going on over there? What's going on in California?
Okay. All right. Okay.
is there an alert happening?
Is that a weather alert or an amber alert?
It's a silver alert, missing an endangered elderly.
Ooh,
but both my phones just went off at the same time and it was very scary. Sorry.
I was like, what did I say?
Happening.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it really did sound like the purge. It's a little, don't love it. Anyway, continue. Now that I've startled everyone.
All right.
That's the new spoiler alert message. Just like, everybody.
Sorry to the listeners for the startle there. Just to clarify, for those that are listening, that was Melissa's phone. It is not your phone. It is not anything else. Do not worry.
Can you imagine they're going to be listening in like headphones on their phone and then all of a sudden it's going to go up? Okay, sorry.
I did not know that when an elderly person goes missing, that's a silver alert. That's so cute. Well, it's not cute that the person's missing, but that's... Never mind.
No, but then it's like color. Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But yes, not cute, but yes.
I might try to ask Scott to see if we can cut that part out of the podcast.
So,
if that was cut out of the podcast, now I'm explaining that it was cut out of the podcast and I'm explaining why we're talking about a thing that you didn't hear.
Yeah.
If this is in the podcast.
if this isn't cut out.
So
who knows
all right.
anymore.
Anyway, a unique week in Big Brother. it's definitely been an interesting one to go through here. Melissa, any final thoughts?
I'm sorry. that's about it. This has been a really strange week, a really sad week, honestly, in Big Brother. And this is one of the weeks where I don't love the show. I mean, I still love the show, but it seems like this is really hard to watch, especially when like real feelings and real emotions and stuff like that are involved. It hurts to watch it because you see real people going through it and it's hard. So, you know, I I love both Tiffany and Claire, and to see them both so upset like this, it just, you know, broke my heart. So I don't love it. I don't envy either of them. And, you know, I'm just interested to see how it plays out. One more thing I do want to say is that I haven't gotten to say this yet, but I'm really, really happy that they're doing two double evictions instead of a triple or anything like that. I think it's really clever, honestly, to do two doubles in a row because they don't usually see that. So usually once you get the double done, you're like, all right, great. We're good to go. Now we can just move on. And now that they're going to hit them with another double, they won't be able to prepare. I think it's great. I love it. So yeah, just very excited for the week and, you know, excited to see how this all turns out.
All right. Mon, any final thoughts?
Yeah. Very, very, very icky week to get through. Very tough week to get through. And I've been seeing a lot of this sort of take all season long in that, like, oh my goodness, is this what Big Brother is going to be like for the rest of eternity? It's just going to be a race war every single time. And I would argue that what we just saw this week is evidence to the contrary. I think that more than anything, I really feel like next year and for many, many years to come, you're just going to see people that just want to go in and just play with whomever they want to play with, no matter what they look like. And of course, you're always going to have levels of connection with people that are similar to you, whether that be religion, race, sexual orientation, gender, whatever it is. Those are always going to be connections that never really completely become invisible. But I do think that just watching what happened between Claire and Tiffany is just evidence that strong connections happen in spite of all of that, all of the time. And so I don't agree with this notion that it's just going to be this simple race war for Big Brother. I think that that's a very pessimistic way to view this. And I hope that I really believe that in the future, we're just going to get better and better and better. And so that's what I'll leave that with.
Beautifully said, Iman. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here. If you did miss it the other day, Iman and I did do the update for when we were updating the conversation that did happen between Tiffany and Claire. If you're looking for more detailed sort of discussion on that, you can find it there. I believe it was the Monday morning update. So check that out. And thank you for joining us here tonight on the Roundtable. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be live on Thursday talking about the Stockwatch, going over options. And I will also be watching the episodes live with you guys, reacting as they happen. I'm going to be looking at how they portray this conversation on the Wednesday episode with a very critical eye. So if you want my raw reaction to that, you can tune in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn if you want to fill out the survey. That's where I tweet out the link for it. So you can find it there. Iman, where can people find you?
You can find me at Iman Adwin everywhere, baby. Oh, yeah. I should be back I can't say that tomorrow either. Oh, my God. I'm so bad with this Harry Potter thing. I'll be back with Harry Potter very soon, I swear, on Twitch.
And of course, you can find Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's. That's what 3 A's sounds like. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and see you next time.